This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 95 for Tuesday, March 18th, 2014.
Wait, this is Lisa.
This is Brian.
There you go. You always get to say it first. I just want to jump in there once.
I'm sorry. I thought for a second there I had the wrong date down or something. Oh, I left it from last week.
I just wanted, to jump in there.
All right. Well, maybe next week we'll just have you announce it.
How about no? Okay. Well, maybe if my voice comes back.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah. Probably
this is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Such that we are.
Such that we are.
So here's the really, really, really exciting news. We're going to be home for like 4 weeks.
Oh, didn't I tell you?
Maybe you're going on a trip, but I am not.
There's a new Penn show in Iowa.
Hey, good for you. Enjoy the drive.
Enjoy the drive.
I'm not going.
I'm going to go pick up a case in Iowa.
Yeah, have fun with that. Yeah, okay. Good luck. So, Long Island last weekend. It was awesome. And now we're home for 4 weeks, and I am super, super, super excited about that.
You know, I have to say the trip there was really the trip in general was pretty really uneventful.
Yeah, we got very lucky with weather. Some weird leftovers of the storm that apparently happened on Wednesday. We were on the Ohio Turnpike and we kept seeing all of these semi-tractor trailers either in the ditch and not just one, but like 30 or 40 of them over about a...
Was there 30 of them? Was there that many? Well, I must have missed
sides,
them.
Both sides.
Yeah. Okay.
There were several on the other side. A couple, we were going east, and there were some facing west on the eastbound median. So, if you're in the left lane, it looks like you're going to run into a semi going the wrong way. So many that we actually Googled it to find out what happened.
Because it was crazy.
And it was also, wasn't it like 2 in the morning or something?
I don't remember.
It might have been later. it was still dark, though.
Yeah.
But it almost felt like some kind, like, did we go to sleep and miss some zombie apocalypse or something? I mean, I don't know. It was weird.
It was nuts. And so it ended up being the aftermath of the Ohio storm that went through, which there were 50 cars involved in a crash. I think there were 20 in front, and then there was actually a dead space where there were 50 cars trapped, and then there were another 30 cars in an accident behind those 50.
Yep.
There were trailers. In fact, at one point I recall seeing 3 tractor trailers that had slid right next to each other in the ditch.
Yeah, it was crazy. One of them was just literally ripped open, like somebody taking a big giant can opener or something.
Yeah.
So
we had that. That was fun.
That was weird. But the rest of the drive, uneventful, no tire problems, no anything problems. So
it was
great. We left deliberately on time to make it to Kenro for lunch. We were invited for lunch, and now I thought that they had a family style lunch where they all sat down together just on Friday. But apparently, they have this big conference room, and we've been in the conference room before. But every day for lunch, they all sit down together.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I really like that. I mean, we've always loved working with them for the several years that we've carried Schaefer and Aurora and Omas. But
So if this doesn't work out, I'm applying to work at Kenro because that's really cool. That's the kind of place.
Yeah.
You want to work at.
And Neil has that big poster in his cube and.
Yeah. That thing was huge.
Aurora room.
It had to have been like almost 5 feet tall. It's this big Schaefer Ferrari poster. Very cool, and it's like 5 feet tall. They're just hanging out, So, very cool. We got to and Joel was there, the president.
Yep.
Everybody was there that day.
Yeah. Deneen was getting ready to go on vacation. She's down in Florida, lucky bum. But it was great, and we actually picked up quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so you know how much grief Lisa gives me for buying stuff at the show and cases and all that stuff. Before
Oh.
we even get to the show, she's picked up so much stuff, including two display cases.
Hey, those are cool cases.
They're very cool. Yeah, but we didn't have room for them, so they had to bring them for us.
Well, we didn't have room for them at the beginning of the show. We made room, sort
Well,
of.
yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yeah, we ended up bringing home a Ferrari case for the Ferrari pens and this really cool Schaefer case, a countertop case. We haven't decided if we're going to have Carpenter Joe make us a like a pedestal for it, or if we'll just put it on top of the Parker case, but very cool. And then what else? Oh, we got yeah, how many pens did we pick up?
Yeah, a lot.
40
A
and 40
lot.
is 80 plus
80 plus another
12 is
dozen.
92
Plus, there
plus.
were some in that other box that the leather came in.
I'm going with about 120.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them in boxes. So,
Was out of
hello.
control. She's out of control. They kept bringing stuff in. Hey, were you interested in this? And they would say like a word like sale. And then she'd be like, I'll take it.
They were good deals,
They were
so
good deals, but
so we
I didn't
came
know
up
we
with it.
needed 80 rollerballs and ballpoints. I apparently
And we
needed
sold some
them,
at the show.
and we did sell some at the show,
So,
so I guess.
ta-da! Anyway, so we went to Kenro. We had a lovely, lovely lunch. Got to spend some more time with some of the people at Kenro. We don't see, Jared goes to shows. Brian and Ryan go to shows. Dick Crane, who used to be there, goes to shows. Some of the more administrative people don't get out of the office to go to shows. And so we only may see them once a year, and it was just really nice to be able to sit and have lunch with Annette and Liz and Neil and it was really nice.
Well, it's a definitely a stop I want to make every year. It's just
Yep.
it's a nice place to I mean, we're only a couple miles from the hotel, but that's it's a nice place to stop and relax and see what's going on at Kenro since we hang out with them a lot. So
Well, since we bought it.
yeah, since we bought it, we had to go manage our people.
That was funny last year. So, yep, Kenro, and then after that, my cousin. Now, of course, some of you may remember, you may not, but you may remember that in LA, one of my girl cousins lives in California, and she popped into the show last year on Sunday. And of course, Sunday's the super busy day, so we didn't have a whole lot of time to get caught up. We haven't seen each other in couple decades. So we made arrangements this last month. And so Brian and I had dinner with my cousin Elaine and her husband and their daughter. And that was in LA. Well, on Facebook, my other cousin Sandy Facebooked me and said, "Wait a minute, you're going to be at Hofstra, last weekend?" And it turns out she and her husband were going down for her daughter's Science Olympic team. And they were at the high school right across the street. So we had dinner on Friday night with my cousin Sandy and her husband Dean.
Now, what was the place? It was Cafe Bocce?
Bocce.
Bocce. Oh my God. That place is amazing.
Awesome food. Yep.
I don't even remember what I had. Yes, I do. We had to wait a little while
We
to
did
get
have to
in.
wait a little while. But while we were waiting, Dean had some big news for us.
Dean's a trip. This dude, I wish he lived next door because. We'd have so much fun. We'd probably get in a lot of trouble. I don't know. He apparently was the guest of the week. Is it guest of the week?
Yes, guest of the week at the Hilton.
The guest of the week at the Hilton? Would they say at the Hilton or Holiday Inn?
I think so.
One of the two. Whatever. So they have this sign that they just print out on the printer that says guest of the week, Dean. And he takes a picture next to it.
He's like, "I want to have my picture taken with it." So that was great. And he's just got such a great sense of humor. He's just so quirky. And so, you know, we meet them, we're waiting, you know, standing in the bar, it's Friday night on Long Island in this clearly very popular local restaurant. And, you know, we're all jammed in like sardines, and he says, by the way, I was going to save this for dinner, but I'm just going to tell you now, I'm guest of the week at the Hilton. And he's just like so serious, and he's just got such an expressive face. It was awesome. And so, of course, you know, we're honored to be in his presence. Yeah. No, we had a great
It's a resume-making event. It's something you put
Yep.
You're under your achievements.
So he was debating whether or not to put that as part of his credentials for some presentation he's got to give next week at work.
Yeah, so that was good. The food was, like I say, it was amazing. What did I have? I had a sausage and pepper dish with some mustard choli or something, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was impossible to eat the whole thing. You had...
I had something yummy.
I don't remember what it was, though.
It was not as big as the night, the next night, which
yeah,
we'll
yeah,
get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, everything's bigger.
Everything's
on
bigger
Saturday
York,
night, right, Jenny?
Yeah. Was it a shrimp? Something.
I think it was something with shrimp.
I had a little bit. It was great. Whatever. It was all awesome. The place is great. Cafe yep. Bocce.
Very good. It's on Old Country Road in
Old Country Road. Yeah.
Mineola.
Mineola.
Super yummy.
Jerko or something. Yeah.
They all kind of run together. Did we? I don't think we had anything to drink since we were so tired.
I had a beer, but then afterwards we went straight from there to Hofstra.
Right, because we could get in and set up the grid.
Yeah,
so we got in and set up the actual ink grid and unloaded just a couple things. So that was really awesome to be able to do that. I mean, that saves us an hour of setup right there. So that was nice.
Yeah.
And from there, we went to the hotel and pretty much passed out.
Yeah, so that was nice to finally get some sleep. Woke up early the next morning, I don't remember, and drive down to Hofstra and...
set up.
Started setting up, yeah. So, and I think the public was coming in at 10. We got there about 7:38-ish.
Yeah. We were 90% set up by the time we opened.
Yeah, we were good to go. I mean, getting the grid up, that's great. And you can put the ink up and I can put the pens up. And it works great. So we got everything set up. Anything incredibly eventful happen? And we should mention this year at Hofstra, it's like almost a different show than it was last year because it's twice the size.
Yes, yes.
The lighting was amazing. It's the best. I would have to. I'm going to put this. I'm going to make a statement here. It's got to be the top three, and I can't even think of the other two. Top three best lit shows, period.
It was wonderful.
I mean, there's no question. You pick up a pen, you can see it. And in most of these other shows, you have to like. Sometimes you have to. I've been to shows where literally, you have to take the pen out of the showroom. I mean, I once took a pen out of the ballroom. Outside to look at a pen. That's how dark it was in the room. But this was perfect. It was really beautiful, well done.
Yeah. The student center, I think that's what it's called, had been redone. I believe the floors were new.
The multi-purpose
there was some,
or something like that.
Some very light kind of a birch paneling on the walls. It was very nice. And all new big long pendant lights. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It really it made a terrific experience for vendors and shoppers alike. I think just to be that well lit, there's never any question about if there's a problem with the pen or what have you. So that was nice. Do we have any? Nothing really. I mean, it was busy. Saturday was just. I mean,
Saturday
you know,
was
like
busy. Yeah.
The floodgates opened and people started coming in. I mean, it's well. Well advertised. I know Kenro did some advertising and.
Mm-hmm. No, it was good. Let's see, did Sandy and Dean come in on? Yeah, Sandy and Dean came in and did some shopping. So that was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You guys can all relate. You know, sometimes you have people in your families who, I won't say tolerate, but who know that you collect, but may not really quite get it. So it was kind of cool to have somebody in the family, you know, besides my mom, in and seeing everybody. I took Sandy and Dean over to meet, it was either Ryan or Brian from Kenro, and they got to hold a pen valued at $5,500. And of course, now, most of us would not pay that much, but for somebody who would never ever dream of it, it was just kind of cool to hold a pen worth that much and
yeah,
see some of that.
It's usually the first question on people's mouths, right, is like, what's the most expensive pen you have? Or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I took them over. I asked for Kenro's most expensive pen or something just totally crazy just to show them. But they ended up walking out with quite a bag full of
yeah, they had a good haul and some, I think, some really, really good choices, too. Yep. There are better choices. There's not really bad choices, but there are better choices than others.
Right.
They chose very well. So.
Yep. And then later that afternoon, I think we need noise for this.
It was Sunday.
Not for Jenny and Bill.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I thought you were going
to. No, we'll get to that.
Getting ahead of myself. Yep.
No, so later in the. Actually, I think Sandy left. Sandy and Dean left. And it was late afternoon. And then, poof! Jenny and Bill showed up. That was awesome. You know, just like at every other show, you've got people you know from online. And then you finally get to meet in person, and it really is like you've known each other for a long time, but you're just meeting for the first time. So it was super awesome just to meet Jenny and Bill, and that was cool. They were, you know, they did a little shopping and looked around a little bit. We ended up meeting for dinner, which we'll get to in a minute.
Wow. I mean, I felt like that was a scene out of...
that was crazy.
Like Gulliver's Travels or something.
Something, yeah. So we finished up... what else did we do that before?
Well, we should mention when they came, they came bearing gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
You apparently have a reputation.
Jenny totally wins. Here it is.
Jenny and Bill.
Jenny and Bill, of course, yes. Totally wins. Here it is, the local Amherst Brewing Company ale. I don't have the name correct, I'm sure.
And it came in this cool jug.
I just poured it, man. It's yummy. I love it. It's in a Newcastle, but it's glass, but it's really yummy.
Yeah, it was very cool.
So now that I opened this jug, I have to drink it. Because, you know, I don't want it to go bad. So.
Yeah. No, it's very cool. So that was awesome, plus a couple other things. And we made arrangements to meet for dinner. And so they were going to go check in.
Minuteman Red Ale. Minuteman Red Ale. Highly recommended.
Awesome. I had a sip. I'm still sick, but I had a sip. It's yummy. And so we make arrangements to meet for dinner. We're going to finish up and close up and cover up and all that good stuff. They're going to go check into the hotel. And so we make arrangements to call each other and touch base. And they had gotten a recommendation from the hotel to go to Vincent's Clam Bar. So,
which sounds great.
Yeah, it looked great.
You know, I was up. I'm up for some Italian, you know.
Yeah. So we go to Vincent's, and it's busy. It's very busy. So we go in.
There's people coming out as fast as there are people going in. I mean, it's nuts. It's like a rock concert.
But it's Friday night, so
yeah,
that doesn't,
yeah.
You know,
Friday,
you're not quite
night.
Sure. Yep. It's Saturday night, yeah.
Yep.
No, they're not even taking walk-ins. They're not even putting your name on the list. They are so busy and so overcrowded, they're literally turning people away in droves.
So now Jenny though has this card from the hotel. The guy apparently knows the VIP card, knows the owner. So we're like, okay, well why don't you see if you can do anything? Because we're supposed to get priority seating and
we're supposed to get a free appetizer.
And she walks in, and about 5 minutes later she walks out. She goes, yeah, I didn't even look at it.
Couldn't even get up there. So so we decide, okay, we're gonna go to Red Lobster.
Which is just around the corner.
Just around the corner, and
of course,
you know,
just around the corner.
Red Lobster's awesome. They have the best cheese biscuits. I love their cheese biscuits.
I've never actually eaten that one ever.
So we all get in the car in our separate cars, and we head to Red Lobster. We take a wrong turn, or we miss the turn and have to go around. And oh my God, it was just
It was like 10, 15 minutes later.
Crazy. Crazy traffic, Saturday night. So we finally get there, and we walk in to Red Lobster.
And by now it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So
and they tell me, yeah, two-hour wait.
2 to 2.5 hour wait to get into Red Lobster.
I don't think so.
And Jenny and Bill were excited because they don't have Red Lobsters near them, and there was one, and, you know, it's good stuff. So. Yeah. There goes that. So
there goes that idea. So
Brian and I had gone in. They say that it's 2 to 2.5 hour wait. We kind of look at each other and we're like, wait, for Red Lobster?
Yeah. okay, at this point, I'm going to go to McDonald's because, you know, I need to eat something.
There's a Five Guys pizza next
right,
door. We walk by to,
anything.
to see how busy they are. And there's a restaurant in the corner.
It's weird because it's tucked way in the back.
It was a good restaurant. So we go in.
But it seems like they could have, I don't know, they could have done better at marketing. It's just
something.
Like a little hole in the wall.
Yeah, so we go in, and the host was, let's just say he's been there for a long time. Absolutely, yeah. He was a fixture. He ran the show. And I waited probably a full 5 minutes. It felt like much longer. Probably
He didn't even look at you.
No. Just totally ignored me.
Oh my Lord!
And so finally, I just kind of leaned in and asked if he was even taking walk-ins. You know, like
the Passion Bistro, I guess is what it's called.
So he says yes. He asks how many, and it's going to be about 20 minutes. And we're all like, yes! So we managed to find 4 seats at the bar, and. Okay, we can manage 20 minutes. And it was maybe 10.
We debated having a beverage at the bar. We said no. And then just as soon as that happened, he comes over.
He comes over, asks my name again, and says okay. And so, now I swear to God, you guys all think that I make this stuff up. Jenny and Bill are my witness. These things just happen. So while I was waiting to be acknowledged, I overheard the host say to someone else that whether or not you have a reservation, once they call your name, they'll only call your name twice, and then he moves on and you lose your spot. So dude's serious about his tables. And so he comes over, asks our name, and he says, okay. So we all jump down, and we're, you know, because this place is just hopping, and everybody's just running around. And so...
And I'm at the back. You know, being a gentleman, I let the ladies first.
And they're all dressed alike.
All the people, all the waitstaff.
All the male people, all the servers and the host and everybody. And so I follow who I think is the host.
Oh, my. And there she goes.
And he's hauling ass. And he's
She's going back to the.
So it's me and then Jenny. I don't know where Bill and Brian went.
Bill was after you. and you guys are going into the kitchen.
Well, we're following him, and I figured it was maybe just a different dining room.
Yeah, sure. So I look over and I see the host
like
in the
kitchen.
Yeah, they're going in the kitchen. The host looks at me like, "What are these idiots doing?" And I'm like,
we're following the wrong person.
I'm like yelling your name. I'm running up there. I'm like, hey, "Get your butt over here. We're gonna lose our table."
Loud. So we turn around and Jenny and I just kind of look at each other like, "Oh crap!" So we go back. Excuse me. And we finally sit down and all's good.
Oh my. So. Yeah, so we did manage to get our table. We didn't lose it. Nice place. The food was amazing.
Oh yeah.
Lisa's bowl was like, I don't know. It had to have been 6 inches. The dish was 6 inches tall, probably.
I think we all agreed it was a former lampshade.
I think so.
It was huge.
Everybody else got like regular plates, and Lisa got this big.
I mean, I don't remember if it was Jenny or Bill said you could practically put your head in it, and I almost did. I kind of, it was big.
Yeah.
But the only thing bigger.
What?
Well, Bill had quite a big
adventure.
Oh,
the meatballs.
Bill got spaghetti and meatballs. Lord. His meatballs
were
like the size of your
podcast,
fist.
Right?
They were huge.
Yes. No, the food was amazing. I don't know what to say, but I don't even remember what I had. I had something. There was nothing left on my plate. I was really hungry. So what did I have?
I don't know. Mine was yummy, but it was a big bowl.
It was a chicken campagnolo. Or a chicken carbonara.
Carbonara,
that's what
it was. It was very good.
So yeah, it was very good. There was nothing left. So
no, the meal was wonderful. The company was great, and I gotta tell you, I had the best time talking about football. And those of you who know me know I'm not a football person. I used to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers football widow, if you will, because you know, the Bucks were big, and it was fascinating to learn about what Bill does, and it was really cool. I just really had a good time.
Yep, very cool.
So,
the waiter dropped. Ended up dropping your bowl as he was clearing the table and broke the bowl.
Was it my bowl or somebody else's bowl? But yeah, the waiter dropped a bowl. And it hit my leg, actually. But so I need a lawyer so I can sue him. But it was fine. It was empty. But it was just yet one more thing that happened.
Yeah.
But the meal was great. The company was great. We had a blast. A lot of jokes. So we had a really good time.
So go back to the hotel, sleep, get up in the morning,
nice.
Sunday, and then Comedy of Errors continues Sunday morning when Lisa says,
"Oh crap! I just broke my glasses."
Yeah.
Now, I can't see my hand in front of my face, and I have a second pair of glasses. I don't like them, but I have a second pair. And I've been meaning to put them in the car for a trip just in case, and I didn't. So Sunday morning, knowing that not only do I have to work the entire show, but then we have to drive home, I'm trying to super glue the frames together. And then We're trying to brainstorm who might have a soldering iron at the show in case the super glue doesn't work. Turns out we were right. Ron did have one.
Yeah, she won the bet.
But, you know, it's just the crazy stuff. I also had been coming down with a really bad cold, and of course it had to hit as a head cold. I could handle it if it was still in my throat and I just sounded like a frog. I can live with that, like tonight. Oh, no, it looked like I was just sobbing the entire show.
Yeah, it was. You looked better. So I'll just say that.
So you know, Comedy of Errors, but it was a good show. Then Jenny and Bill they did some shopping, and then they got ready to leave. And Jenny, I'm so glad you got your Red Lobster fix before you got home. That's cool. I hope you didn't wait 2 hours. But it's funny because, Jenny, you left. I wish you'd been there just a little bit longer because just like in Columbus,
yeah.
I turn around and sound effect. There's Steph. With donuts.
Donuts. With donuts. from the what is it, Donut Planet or Donut Barn or something weird like that? What was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Donut Planet or something. I don't remember. In fact, we happened to be talking to a guy right there at the table, and he says, well, the best place to get donuts is the Donut Planet or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had actually sent Steph a message on Facebook, and I said, well, are you going to come to Long Island? And she said, no. So all of a sudden, she's just sitting there with that little smirk on her face that she has. She looks at me, she smiles. I'm like, you know, shrugs her shoulder. Here I am.
Yep. Here's so that notes. Was funny. That was awesome. So apparently, donut plant.
Donut plant. Okay. Yeah, the donut plant. Yeah. I was close. Close.
Right. So apparently, Steph has proclaimed herself to be our donut delivery person on the East Coast.
And the West Coast. She's hitting us on both coasts. Yeah, so.
Is there one in
we're
Chicago?
Going to Atlanta next month, so maybe she can come down there and hit that there and then Chicago, go. And then we get all four. Yeah.
But the the funny part is that apparently now it's up to us to determine of all the places we've received donuts from, which is the best. And I am still, for me, the Nickel Diner in L.A. is still got the top spot. But it was pretty cool. So,
you know, I'm going to have to disagree with you there. My favorite place was, I can't remember the place, but the donuts from Baltimore.
Okay. The donuts in
that wins my vote, yeah.
All right. Those apple cider donuts in Baltimore were really good. Aziza, this donut talk is all for you, by the way.
I know.
I think the Irish whiskey one from Nickel Diner still has a place in my heart.
Okay, good. So we should probably talk about pens, right? We always talk about pens so far and driving and getting a pen. So
we bought this box, this bag.
Okay, so I guess I should mention first, Saturday morning, and I don't have the bag here. Actually, I do. Hang on, I got two things. So first of all, FBH has got their parts blowout thing again. I did pick up two bags. I consolidated them into one bag. So that was cool. And then we had arranged for a transaction Saturday morning. A large lot of 58 Esterbrooks that came through, including at least one I haven't had a chance to look at. At least one that I don't have. Which is pretty cool.
Yep.
It's really, really, really nice Esterbrook. So we got those. And then Sunday, I haven't actually gone out and looked around, and there's quite a number of nice tables there. So I go and look, and I walk across the way. Of course, right in front of us, there are tables, these round tables that have, like, cookies and all this, you know, the stuff on them. So I go across the way, and I'm not looking for 3 minutes when our good friend George Ramakas comes up. This dude's like a drug dealer. He's like...
Yeah, he's just like some crack dude.
He's like...
He's a crack peddler.
Buddy, you want to work?
We love George.
Love George. Yeah, I mean...
They had nibs.
Yeah. So, I know people hate this when I do this, but I'm going to hold it up here.
Sorry, Wayne.
Two very nice straight cap wort eyedroppers, both with overfeeds. First one is chased with two gold bands. And these are very, very skinny pens. Very interesting.
Yes.
Very, very interesting long skinny pens with an overfeed, correct wort nib. I mean, everything's good. I mean, they have their issues. You know, the chasing is light, but no big deal. There's that one, and then this one that just leaked on me because I did fill it. Another one just plain with an interesting chasing pattern. It's kind of almost a checkered, very tiny check pattern on this one. But it has that nice knurled grip on the section. You really can't see it here. Nice pens to add to the collection.
Yep.
So that was my fix for the weekend for hard rubber, and then at one point we had a lady come up to the table and do a trade for some ink, and I managed to come home with at the time I thought we didn't have this, but I guess we do. A faceted black Vanishing Point.
Love those. Is it black or is it charcoal?
You know, I can't tell if it's a faded black or if it's... I don't know. I can't tell.
I think it kind of looks charcoal.
Yeah, it looks charcoal, but I can't tell if that's just a heavily used black or what the deal is. But I love these. The design on these is superior, I think, to the modern ones. I just like it. But, you know, you have no choice these days. You can't get these anymore. The clip is integrated into the front nose section. They're slender. They're faceted. They don't roll off the desk. Well, the new ones wouldn't either with the clip. But
right.
Really love them. Whenever I can get them, I buy them. I don't know why, but I do. I just love them. So that was that for...
Yep.
I did get one more.
What else did you get?
I got this, and actually I just brought this home tonight from the store. I haven't had a chance to go check the collection out, but this right here, and you should be able to see. Now this is quite unusual for, this is an Esterbrook pencil in the original box. Now, if you're familiar with Esterbrook, you know that most of the time you buy a pencil, it's either in a generic box that says Esterbrook on it, because they sold those.
Right.
So they didn't have to differentiate whether it was a pencil or a ballpoint or whatever, but came in a set. But early on, they had special boxes just for the pencils, and they got a picture on the right side here of a person's thumb pressing down, because the pencils are cap actuated, pressing down on the cap to release the lead, and it says push the top to feed the lead on it. Real nice. It's the red and silver box, and then inside, complete with the instructions. Now, one of the sides of the box is broken off, but we have a very early. This one is probably circa 1938. Solid copper. Now, these are the first version of the plain Esterbrook pens and pencils, not the marble $1.50 pens, but the solid colors. These are the ones that were made out of a weird acrylic that today, when you find them, they're often they're misshapen. They're a disaster. They shrink, and all these really nasty things happen. And this one is near perfect in all respects. In fact, you can still slightly push the cap down on it. But what's most interesting about this to me is the fact that it says on the top, in very, very crisp imprint, 1889, Bank of Montclair to 1939, 50 years of personal service. This is as crisp as the day it was imprinted. And what it tells me is that perhaps in 1939, Esterbrook said, because actually this would be early, this would be about 36 probably, the Bank of Montclair, which is in New Jersey apparently, came to Esterbrook and says, we want something to commemorate our 50th anniversary. And Esterbrook probably had these things lying around in droves. And so they said, well, we can make you a sweet deal. I guess that's my thinking.
Sounds like something I heard this weekend. Let me get a sweet deal.
Yes, right. So it's an interesting pencil. It's in excellent condition. The imprint is most interesting. I know some people don't like them. I do like them when they're like this, because it really kind of gives you a peek into what's going on in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. So, and it's in exceptional condition. And the box is just as interesting, if not more so, than the pencil. So that was my other great Esterbrook find. I really, really enjoy getting the ephemera these days. So that was it for me. Now you got...
Now,
something, didn't you?
Brian actually was quite disappointed, because part of what we were picking up from Kenro, and we're going to talk about in just a minute, part of what we picked up was the beginning of the expansion by Anderson Pens into Aurora, which, as most of you know, makes me very happy. And so we are... stocking a number of Aurora pens, some rollerballs, and when I was placing the order, I made arrangements to have a pen kind of tossed in there for Brian.
For our anniversary.
For our anniversary in May. but I wanted to make sure that I had it and blah, blah, blah. Well, everything arrived except Brian's pen.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, I think there might have been some others.
One or two more, but yeah, pretty much everything in the order was there except the one for Brian.
And what really kind of chapped my butt is I go over to the Kenro table and the exact pen that we had ordered is on their table as a tester.
Yeah, but you don't want a tester. You want a real one.
Yeah. Do I really need the box, though? I mean, the box is huge. Well, but still. Yeah.
So. We ended up with a lot of boxes from Kenro.
Oh, my Lord. So.
I don't think I got any. Did I get any pens?
Well, the Vanishing Point might be yours, but eventually.
I think it is.
We're just so busy. I mean, even Sunday was busy. It was well attended.
Yes, there were people pretty much the whole time. A couple little lulls, but that's normal.
Yeah, on Sunday that's fine.
Even Sunday, there were people in and looking around. You know, it doesn't even really matter if they're buying or not, as long as if you're behind the table, as long as you've got people around to talk to and to share the love.
Because we're lonely.
Because what?
Because we're lonely.
We're not lonely. Maybe you're lonely. You better not be lonely. What does that mean? Wait a minute.
Anyway.
But, you know, there's really nothing worse than being at a show and you've already traded with each other as a vendor. And if there's no one there, it's just really boring. There were people... Lots of great people asking lots of good questions. Our tester pens definitely got a workout. Everything was good. The coffee was great. The food, they had little pastries and cookies and stuff. Those were yummy.
Yeah, they did a good job of providing lots of good snacks and a good number of vendors there, so pretty much a good choice of vintage and modern.
Yeah, it was good.
Good finds to be had on all sides. A couple folks doing nibs. Tim Girdler, who's in the chat. Richard Binder, Fountain Pen Hospital was there. Susan Worth was there.
Ron Zorn was there.
Ron Zorn, couple of the local New York Pen Club boys. Bob Nuren, Bob Novak, who else am I missing? Kenro, of course.
Paul Arano was behind us.
Paul Arano was behind us, right. Yep. So lots of people. I mean, it really significantly bigger than last year. So it was a mm-hmm. good show. I would like to see this show continue. I know it takes a lot of work, and in that area, there's not much in the way of choices for places to have a pen show, but that's really a good spot.
It was good. It was good.
And especially now that we found a backdoor entrance into the showroom, so we don't have to haul our stuff so far.
Yep. It was nice to run into people we haven't seen very often.
Angelica showed up.
Yep, Angelica. It was awesome to see her. Had quite an interesting conversation near the end of the afternoon. Great stuff. So that was a little...
Don't make me spit my beer.
Sometimes people just overshare.
They don't know when to stop.
And Steph got to hear part of that, so that was entertaining. Anyway, that's that. It was a great show. We as we mentioned before, we're blessed with good weather both directions.
We just once again barely missed a big snowstorm going through the east. I mean, we had our route going north and west, and we just barely missed it the entire time. So I mean, we didn't get a snowflake. So. Was really glad that worked in our favor. Stopped a couple times to rest, made it home safely. So that's all that matters. So.
Yep, that was good. And came in today at the store and had people practically waiting at the door. That was awesome.
It must have been crazy. I'm so jealous. I keep getting these texts all day long of stuff that's going on in the store. First and foremost, now I've got this little tradition. By about 10 o'clock, I need to refill my coffee, so I just walk over to the store because it's just as far to do that as it is to walk next door to get coffee from the coffee shop and wait. I come over.
We had been in touch with Carpenter Joe, and Joe has been working on some trays for that big Parker case that we went to Virginia to get back in
August.
Hugh and Carol, what month was that we got the Parker case? September anyway, and so he was at the store on Thursday, and Joe, and he had a mock-up of the tray, and he just needed to tweak it a little bit, and so he brought them first thing this morning, and they're done, all 20 of them.
Yeah, and I should mention that there are two different sizes, and that these things, if you can find them, you find them in the big size. There's a big size and a small size that there's three of. You can't find them. When you do find them, they're $100 a piece, and we need 20 of them. So there's just no option for saying, okay, we're just going to collect. We're going to, you know, whenever we find them, we're going to pony up $50 to $100 to buy them.
Yeah,
it's just no
not
option.
Gonna happen.
So Joe did it at a very, very reasonable price. They look gorgeous.
They look great.
We had the liners. Lisa, by the time I got to the store at the 4:30 in the afternoon, Lisa's cutting them up. They're stunning. You need to come in and see them if you're local. They're just gorgeous. Filling them up with the pens this afternoon. They hold what, 18 per tray?
I think so.
For the large.
They're really nice. The tray liner looks great. The tray itself, Joe picked a perfect stain. It was gorgeous. And so we've got that almost all filled up already. But I took a picture of it for Brian and said, Joe just delivered the trays. And then next thing I know, I get a text that says, coming for coffee now.
Yeah, so I came over to get coffee. Joe's there. Awesome. Joe is, congratulations to Carpenter Joe. He is
his daughter had a baby. Second grandbaby. He's all excited. So congrats to the Carpenter Joe family.
And and he's also working on a couple more things for us for the store. So those of you who
one
are
of
local
which
or,
he may have done by this weekend.
By this weekend, are we going to mention what we should mention? That's okay. We can talk about that.
Yeah, we've got some people coming up from Milwaukee.
Go.
We're going to be interviewed for Penworld.
So.
And so Susan Worth and John Martinson are coming up from Milwaukee to spend the weekend and to come to the store. I think they're going to be there both Saturday and Sunday and take a bunch of pictures and we're excited. So
well,
if we can have this other thing done, are we going to say what it is?
No, we're not going to say what
all
it
right.
is.
All right. We're having something done to the store.
Yep.
Let's just say that.
Yep.
But it's going to be really cool. So anyway, that's that. We're excited about Susan and John coming up. In fact, Susan asked us to bring some stuff home because she flies. So we had a box.
Which we almost could not fit in the car.
Yeah, seriously. So we had to actually take it apart, take everything out of the box and repack it. But, yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. And what else do we have? What else do we – happened in Long Island? Anything?
What happened in Long Island? That's
well, we could barely fit everything in the car.
Yeah,
I mean,
so that was –
literally.
That was, in fact, we had to leave one of our paper displays, our cardboard paper displays, in Long Island because it simply would not
literally fit. Literally did not fit.
It did not fit.
Yeah, Brian was going to, you know, one step away from carrying this big Ferrari case on his lap all night or something.
So.
Yep.
No, we could barely recline the seat back, which is, you know, usually you can. But I did manage to get it so we could. But, it was, it's a good thing we didn't buy that Paul Word case.
Oh, my God. No, we would not have had room.
Oh, we did. We were
Oh, we were gifted with an Esterbrook case.
We were gifted with an Esterbrook case. And actually, it probably works out that we didn't get the other one because...
I don't know where we would have put some of this
I don't know where
stuff.
we would have
It's
put it. I
crazy.
think there would have been room, but yeah. So we got an Esterbrook nib case.
Yeah.
No nibs,
cool.
But it's an unusual kind of a later style case. It's flat on the top, so it fit behind the seat. But
yeah, very cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. Okay. It's a good show. If you're on the East Coast, you're anywhere in the area. You know, it's worth it. It's fast becoming, we did very well, fast becoming a very, very well attended, a good show. So it's worth your time. I think it's $10 for one day, 15 for two. If you buy the 2 day pass, I think you can get it at 8 o'clock. So, you can't argue with that. Yeah. Quality of the items there, nice pens. I mean, there was just everything from, Waterman 58 Ripples to several $1,000 Montegrappas and Omas and absolutely everything in between, a good show. You place to get your pens fixed, repaired, nibs done. I mean, you name it, it's there. So
yep, it's awesome.
That's my pitch.
Cool. All right.
So let's move on.
That's Long Island, and again, in case you didn't catch it in the beginning. I am so friggin' excited to be home for a month. Woo!
Yeah.
So excited. I just, you know, it traveling sounds great, and I love to do shows. I love to meet everybody. I love to see friends who we don't see all that often, except Steph we see now at, like, every show. Steph, Atlanta next month, you going to be there?
Yeah. Work on it. It's a good show.
But, there's really nothing like sleeping in your own bed that first night and the next morning getting up, getting ready in your own bathroom with your own stuff in your own space. And God, as much as it's nice to stay in different hotels and have somebody else, you know, take care of making the bed or whatever, it's really nice to be home.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting some interesting things done at the store and having some big things happen in the next month or so.
So the other big thing today at the store is you got like 10, is it 10
I think
packages?
I got 12 boxes.
12 boxes of stuff coming in. Yep. And I guess this is going to segue into our next little segment here on what's new in the store.
This is. Now, I know some of you hate it when we do this. But I think it's worth it. You ready? Anybody know what this is?
I do.
Anybody? No? These are Lammies. You know what color this is? This is the new blue-green.
The blue-green. I got to admit, when I first saw it, I thought, in person, absolutely. Absolutely better looking in person than I thought it was going to look. So
these are very cool.
That bottom one is different. What's the big deal?
The bottom one, babe, is a rollerball.
Get out.
I know. The new Lammies are in. We have them. We have them in stock, and believe it or not, we have them on the site.
They're on the website. Yeah. So
order them now. These are gorgeous. It's the official color is blue-green. It's kind of a green, kind of a teal. It's really a very, very, very pretty
very
color.
Pretty. And Lisa, in a very stealthy move...
scored one.
I said, we're just getting ready to leave. I said, no. I got to take pictures of the new Lammies because we're going to do them. And so she takes, you know, if you had Lammies, you know that they have this little cork in them to prevent you from piercing the cartridge.
Right.
And so Lisa's helping me get them ready so I can take a couple of quick pictures, and she takes the cork out and pierces the cartridge. I'm like, oh.
Well, yeah, because one of them's for me.
One of them's for you. I'm like, oh,
it's
okay.
The tester. Yeah, the tester. Yeah. So we have the new blue-green Lammies in stock on the site. They will go quickly.
Yeah. So in fact,
this
I think
is the new color of the year, the limited edition. Yeah. And just for the record, we do have the new coral that's coming out on order. It is not in yet.
Yep.
But we do expect that to be soon.
Speaking of coming soon, I do want to mention this. Normally, I don't mention stuff like this, but I want to mention this because people have been asking questions. Everybody's asking the last week about the new Sailor inks.
Oh, yes. This is
so
big.
So the former, what were they, the seasonal editions?
I think so. I think originally they were called seasonal. And then they were discontinued. And now they are being reissued. And yes, we will have them.
Yeah, they're available in Japan apparently right now, and they're working to get them over here in the United States. So as soon as we
should be actually not too long, should be a few weeks. I've already placed my order, and we are getting what should be plenty. But as soon as they come in, we will definitely let you know.
Yep.
I probably should order more so that we have enough for samples. I mean, we have enough.
Samples.
That's me.
That's right. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. What else did we get that's of note this week?
We got in the store, we'll have some new leather products that we picked up this weekend, including some really cool stuff like leather travel kits, like a dop kit kind of, cigar set with a cigar cutter and a cigar holder and all sorts of cool stuff. Shoe shine kit. We've got business card holders.
We're in the shoe shine business now.
I'm not
sure. Anderson Pens. We'll
shine
your
shoes.
We'll shine your shoes.
Business card holders, checkbooks, gorgeous, gorgeous leather stuff.
And there's a cool little wrap too, leather pen wrap. So
yes, there's a cool wrap. Lots of fun, cool stuff. So definitely come on in and check it out. And what else do we have that's new in the store?
Aurora.
What? Oh, you mean these things.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Here, show them.
I don't know where to start.
Let's start at the left and work your way to the right. Oh, that's pretty. Oh, what is that? That's the Optima.
That is the Optima.
The red marble.
And there's
Optima.
Even a matching. What did we get? The
well, that's the rollerball. I believe, and we have a matching ballpoint. I think.
Yes, this is a rollerball.
So,
we are now stocking Ypsilons.
Oh, those are nice.
It's hard to see the green.
Yellow. What do you got? Yellow.
Yellow, green
black in there. There's red.
There's red. The red's really cool. But these are nice.
Yep, nice. Those have gold-plated steel nibs.
Yes.
These are nice
writers.
Now, it should be noted, too, that Aurora is one of the only companies, if not the only company, that actually manufactures every part of the pen themselves, including the nibs.
That's cool.
And they're nice. They're the Ypsilon's a pretty substantial, nice pen.
You've got two... These are pretty. I'm surprised Brian didn't already score one.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just stuttering over these two. Okay. So
I see
on the
this.
bottom, there are two sterling silver pens in a lineup. The bottom is the Quadra, which is a checker, kind of a not checkboard pattern, but a crosshatch.
Like
pattern,
a grid pattern.
Which comes with a 14 karat nib, and then the other one is a sterling silver cap and barrel in a lined pattern.
Very cool.
Which is very, very cool, which comes with a steel nib. So what I'm probably going to do is I'm probably going to take I'm going to swap those nibs, and I'm going to take that other one. It's really...
Are you now?
I think I am. It's a nice weighty pen. You can get them in... the Quadro comes in a sterling silver cap and a black resin barrel, and you can get different combinations, ballpoints, roller balls.
But you can't swap this.
The nice thing about the Auroras is that the barrels are interchangeable between the rollers and the fountains, so you can swap them out.
But not with the rose gold.
Oh, and then there's the rose gold. There's a rose gold Quadra.
Rose gold is so pretty.
With the rose gold nib.
Check this out.
Yeah, yeah.
The same grid pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Wayne.
So. The pinstripe, yeah. Yeah, Stephanie and I were looking at that pinstripe Ypsilon at the show, and it's unbelievable. It's really a very, very pretty pen. Nice size, nice weight. We've had them on the website before, but now we actually have them. You know, they're on a special order basis, but now we actually have them. We're going to continue to carry them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that rose gold is gorgeous.
You like that one, huh? Okay.
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there they are. Roller balls, ballpoints, and...
what else? What else do we got? Leather. We've got some Schaefer 300 roller balls and another lined...
The chased chrome ballpoint in the 300, which is kind of a I have the fountain pen for that, and it's kind of, I don't know, what are you doing? What is that?
Tim Girdler in the chat wanted to know where the burgundy roller ball went.
Oh, that's, yeah, there it is. It's really pretty.
Pretty.
And I think on that one we ordered the fountain pen too, but
we did. It's on back order.
It's on back order. Yeah, I guess all the, we did get the black fountain pen.
Yeah.
But
so
the black and pearl. That I wanted, we did get in the ballpoint, but not in the fountain pen.
Not in the fountain pen. Poor Brian.
Outstanding color. Outstanding. Can't wait.
Absolutely gorgeous. And as you guys know, I am totally in love with Auroras. The nibs are phenomenal.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. Writing man's pen, writing person's pen. They're super. Gorgeous.
Yeah. It's awesome. We also placed a sailor order, and we've got, it'll probably be about 2 weeks, but we've got a bunch of sailors coming in. So
sailors,
we're excited about that.
Visconti showed up today. I mean, we got.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to unpack the Visconti.
Including the new, there's a new Rembrandt.
Oh, that's right. The brand new one in the fun color.
Yep. So hopefully that's in the box. So we'll see. We didn't even open it up. I think you opened up the box to verify there was in fact Visconti in there, and that's as far as it went. So
yeah,
that should be up tomorrow.
That'll be tomorrow.
So let's see what else. We got some shout outs this week. Let's move along.
We do. another thing that Brian hates is when his friends come into the store
and he's not there.
So Dave and Pete popped in again today. So shout out to Dave and Pete. Actually, Dave had Facebooked over the weekend about the restaurant that they go to most of the time. And he was raving about it so much, talking about how fresh the salsa is and, you know, some of the stuff they have on different days. And so I Facebooked him and just I just commented, like, do you deliver? Because it just sounded so good.
Yeah, I know, and I almost went today for lunch, which was the funny thing.
So anyway, Dave and Pete came in, and yes, we left them.
Yes, Tracy, we left the Visconti's in the box.
We'll bring them out next week.
What the hell is wrong?
Tracy's yelling at us. I love that. We love you, Tracy.
There are only so many hours in the day.
I know. So anyway, big shout out to Dave and Pete for popping in today. Apparently lunch was really good. A shout out to David and his daughter Madison. Dave works in the building and pops in, and his Twisby needed a little ultrasonic bath today, so took care of that. Big, huge, huge hugs and shout out to Jenny and Bill. We had such a great time with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Totally
a blast.
Totally a blast. And I will never look at Red Lobster the same way again. Ever. Or meatballs.
Right.
Let's see. Shout out to Steph for surprising us yet again.
Steph, you're awesome. You're awesome. And we're going to surprise you because we have a surprise for you.
Oh, my God, yes. We can't wait. Can't wait.
We're not going to tell you what it is. We're just going to tease you. We have a surprise for you, and it should be relatively soon.
Yeah. Alice is helping.
We'll have it by Raleigh.
Oh, yeah. So, let's see. Big shout out to cousins Sandy and Dean.
Oh, yeah.
And
awesome.
Always great to see you guys. I wish we lived closer together because we would totally get in trouble. Can you picture Hugh and Carol, Sandy and Dean, Jenny and Bill, and us?
I think the rest of the block would probably just move out because it'd be a party every night at this house.
It'd be great.
So,
Big shout out to Samantha. We met Samantha at the show, and it was great to talk to her and talk about pens, and she says she listens. So Samantha, this is for you. And a guy brought in. He came into the show and bought a bottle of ink for his daughter. I believe it's his daughter. So her full name is Regina, but she goes by Gina. And so, Gina, this is for you. I hope you enjoy the ink. And send us an email. Let us know what you think. And I'm sorry you couldn't make it to the show.
Next year. Come next year.
Definitely. And then Sharanya came in, and she was with her dad as well and debating on some ink. So I hope that the cerise works out for you, and I promise I'd give you a big shout out. So it was really awesome to meet you, and you know, you really have to enjoy when a younger person is into fountain pens and knows what she wants, knows what she likes, what she doesn't like, and so that it was just really cool to watch that. So there you go.
Awesome. Anything else?
I'm sorry I'm sick and I sound like a frog.
Yeah, and the gracious woman my wife is, I think she's actually giving me her cold. So let's just hope. I think what I'm going to do is I'm gonna drink some more of this Amherst beer, and we're going to see if that cures what ails me. So there it is. Are we good?
Oh, I think so. Jenny says that the Amidex worked well on the was it the Haunted or the Cursed Green ink that she got on her wall and her carpet.
Oh, on the wall. Yeah.
Yep, so I'm glad that worked. And apparently, Tim says that apparently there's a public service announcement that says meth is bad for you. Apparently I said something about meth. Meth is bad for you at the show. So lots of things happen at
show. I don't know. Whatever happens at the show stays at the show.
So, it was a good show. It was great to see everybody. And it was actually cool that we came home with a big bag of pens and only a couple little pens for Brian, and they all had nibs. So that was pretty cool. So, anyway, next right. week we'll be back, same time, same channel, and Tracy will bring those Viscontis along with some other cool stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff. It just, you know, as always, we got in at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, unpacked by 2:30, and by 2:45 I was actually back at work.
And I was in bed.
And I'm also on call this week, so I'm really, I really don't get to relax until Monday night next week. So, there it is. I guess that's it for this week. Next week we're gonna have all sorts of fun stuff. And we should note, I want to make this one last thing.
Okay.
Comment. As evidenced by earlier in the podcast, this is episode 95, which means episode 100 is a mere five
coming
weeks
up.
Away. Coming
very
up,
exciting.
And y'all need to put it on your schedule to be there for the 100th episode. So.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be big.
There's gonna be a giveaway, and who knows? We may come up with something else between now. We got five weeks to get this cooking. So
giveaway.
You found something else?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got lots of. We haven't actually even sat down and talked about it. I mean, I know a couple things we're gonna
big give away, giveaway.
So,
big.
How big?
Huge.
You're not gonna touch my pen chest, are you?
Yeah, no. No.
All right. So there it is. Stay tuned. And we're going to talk about it every week. So 100th episode, a big giveaway. So that's it for this week. Comment, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Stop in at the store if you're local or traveling. 10 East College Ave, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog, of course, blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales, all sorts of cool stuff happening in the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Good night, everyone.
Night, everybody.